107.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bell.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10-10.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Well, it's been a minute, and here we go back at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin lost to LSU 35-31 in the ReliaQuest Bowl on January 1st in Tampa. Now, over the next 14 weeks, the Badgers will play 12 games in what can be argued is among the most entertaining slash tough schedules in recent memory. A new era of college football, 18 teams now in the Big Ten. Welcome to USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon. It's also the dawning of a 12-team college football playoff, and here, it's the beginning of the second season for the head coach, Luke Fickell, and his staff. There are a lot of new names. This is not a new name. Matt LePay is on the call. Matt, the second year, what does that mean for a coaching staff, and how is that judged differently?
Well, I think, first off, with the returning players, they have a firm grasp of the culture, the expectations about everything they do and how they go about it. You know, there's a lot of roster turnover in the college football world now. And about a quarter of this roster is made up of transfers. But they'll learn quickly, and freshmen will learn quickly from the guys who have been around now, Luke Fickell's program. So that's one. And I think we live in a world, and I'm trying not to use the word fair very much, because fair is kind of irrelevant in life, as I think we have all learned, those of us who, you know, been fortunate enough to be around for a little bit. But to me, I think what would be a successful season, it's where they are, and it's not the ultimate expectation or the ultimate hope, but as we've talked on your show, Mike, you know, win some of these games that will get you national attention. They're going to have a lot of shots to do that, you know, against an Alabama, going to USC, and Oregon coming here, Penn State coming here, all that, going to Iowa City. You know, it's been a while since the Badgers have registered those kind of games, and don't lose to teams that everyone expects you to beat. There's a lot of mystery with the opening game. That's one thing that is the same in college football. I know Wisconsin is a team that is people expect to win in a rather, maybe if not lopsided, definitely in a decisive manner tonight, and you know, even next week against a good South Dakota team. But don't lose those kind of games like they did last year, where they laid an egg at Indiana. They laid an egg at home against Northwestern. Avoid those kind of letdowns and then win a couple of games where people might not think you can.
You talk about schedule. They're going to play five teams that are currently ranked in the top 25. Three of them are in the top 10, will be on this field, including Alabama 2 weeks from tomorrow, but also Penn State and Oregon will come in here. Those are marquee opportunities. We've talked about that quite a bit, that it's been a while since they've put one in the left-hand column in the marquee category.
Yeah, you go back to 2019. They beat Michigan in pretty lopsided manner, but Michigan wasn't quite where it ended up under Jim Harbaugh. Wisconsin boat raced him here, and then boat raced him there in the COVID-shortened year of 2020, and then the world changed. But the one thing, Mike, that I don't know even if we have talked about it much, and it's, I think, overlooked, is how this team dug deep last year. I had mentioned the poor performances at Indiana and at home against Northwestern, and then the Hunter Waller and Tanner Mordecai speaking very candidly about the team and the desire to win and all of that stuff. The following week, they get down 14-0 early at Nebraska, and there was reason to think that the wheels were completely falling off. But they came back and won that game, and if there's a moment of last season that maybe helped turn the corner, was overtime of that game, 4th-and-1. They went for it. They converted. Braylon Allen tough through. He was playing on basically one wheel, one good wheel that day, and made some plays. They found a way to win that game. They found a way to win at Minnesota. And that's the type of, you know, use the word grit, you know, the Dan Campbell line, I guess, now of the Detroit Lions. But they dug deep, and that's the Wisconsin that fans have grown to know and love. Now you just hope that can carry over and then some this year.
Matt, what do we know about Tyler Van Dyke before he takes his first snap at Wisconsin? He's taken a lot of snaps. What do we know going in?
Well, that's the big thing, I think, with Luke Fickell, is that the guy has taken a lot of snaps. He's experienced the good and the bad and a lot of in-between. Really strong arm. Can make all the throws, the short, the intermediate. Throws a really nice-looking deep ball. Now, on the flip side, you need guys who can get separation to get those passes. They're feeling better that they have guys who can do that. The mobility, I think he can pick his spots and hurt defenses with his feet. The escapability, we'll find out about that as we move along tonight and throughout the course of the season. But he does have a ton of experience, and I think the thing that fans will notice, the guy can wing it. He can throw the ball. He's got a pretty good fastball when he needs it.
Matt, offensively, we like to talk about skill positions. Just talked about the quarterback, running backs, wide receivers. This offensive line has had a lot of changes with their coaching in recent years. Another change into this year. It looks like the starters are pretty good. The depth is a question. What do we see up front?
Yeah, if you're Jack Nelson, you're playing for your 4th offensive line coach in 4 years, A.J. Blazek. But there's Casey Rabach, a familiar name to Badgers fans. He's an assistant offensive line coach, which is a great addition to the staff. I think Jack Nelson, Riley Malman, they are really good tackles. And I know Mark Tauscher, we'll talk with him as we get closer to kickoff. He really loves Malman. He's been really impressed with Joe Huber, the right guard. That group with Jake Renfro now getting back and hopefully for his sake can play a full season. Joe Brunner, the left guard. That group they like. They like the guys behind them, but there's no experience with 3 of them who are in the 2 deep. You know, guys like Kevin Haywood and Emerson Mandel and Colin Cubberly. They are really good, promising freshmen, but they are just that, true freshmen. J.P. Benshaw has been in the program for a while. They could use him if needed. Kerry Kadanko as well. But experience is very thin to non-existent outside of those starting 5.
One other thing on the offensive side, and let's talk about the running backs, because you're going to mention names that our fans haven't heard in games before. Tywee Walker, Dylan Jones, Darian Dupree. Those are 3 names we haven't called in a game here. Chez Malusi is the name.
Yeah, it is. With Malusi and Walker, that's a good combination.
Yeah.
That is not being talked about a whole lot outside of Wisconsin, and I get that because the Badgers have been that kind of in that muddled middle of the Big Ten for the last few years. But they love Walker and how hard he runs. You know, he's not a tall guy, and he can make himself a little smaller, but he's tough. He's really put together. He could be a hard guy to wrap up. Chez Malusi, we all hope together here that he could have better luck on the health front and actually get a full season. He was off to a great start last year, and then his season ended in game 4 against Purdue. Darian Dupree has a shiftiness to his game. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. Dylan Jones, also a powerful runner. And we haven't mentioned Jackson Aker and Cade Iacomelli, and I think there are roles for both of those guys. So that's 6. Now, you can't play six unless you're winning real big, which we'd all be for that, I guess. But you know, with Belusi and Walker, really good. Acre can chip in. But I also believe that these guys, they want to try to find a way as this season moves along to get Dupree and Jones out there as well because they are gifted.
A couple of final thoughts. One on defense. They were devoid of disruptors a year ago. Mike Tressel needed some guys who can disrupt an offensive backfield, get after quarterbacks, make TFLs. Do they think that they have some of those answers?
Yeah, I believe they're encouraged with the path, let's put it that way. I kind of think they do. I know Tausch thinks they do with Leon Lowry and John Pius, a couple of transfers, Lowry from Syracuse, and Pius was an FCS All-American at William & Mary. The continued progression of Darrell Peterson, you know, I think they have really high hopes for him as well. Sebastian Cheeks looks like he may have found a home at outside backer now. They had some guys who were nicked up, and you know, they moved him from inside to outside. So, yeah, they think they have some disruptors there. And I should also add, Jaheim Thomas, a transfer from Arkansas, had played at Cincinnati as well under Luke Fickell and under Mike Tressel. You know, he's technically an inside backer, but they'll move him around. And he's comfortable being on the edge. So they feel like with that linebacker group that they can be disruptors. The defensive line, is there a proven dominant defensive lineman at this level? No, but it doesn't mean that there can't be. And I think collectively, with the transfers, returning players like Kurt Neal and Ben Barton, that they've got the depth there that maybe they didn't have a year ago.
And in the secondary, you're led by Hunter Wohler, but Ricardo Holman is reasserting, and he is fantastic, and there are a couple of new names you like back there too.
Yeah, there's a freshman corner by the name of Xavier Lucas, a Florida guy who they're really excited about, and I'm expecting to see him rotate into the secondary here in this game tonight. Nizer Forkirine, who we saw last year, is someone who they believe has made a jump. And another really good story that, again, we've talked about some familiar names on your show, but Max Lofi is a guy who's, you know, Fickell has said that he has maybe made the biggest jump because they flat out didn't know. He couldn't play last year. He was hurt. You know, he played in every game the year before, but he's the slot corner. And someone, you know, I just was talking to him earlier in the week, this guy, he's just singing the praises of his strength coach, Brady Collins. Dude's put together now. He has added on the best possible weight, and he can still move. So it's a really good story there. Ches Malusi would be a great story. Max Lofi is one. And one other outside linebacker who hopefully can have better luck is Aaron Witt. We saw him at the very end of last season, a little bit in the Minnesota game, more in the bowl game against LSU. But someone who I think can still factor in and help this defense.
This begins what year for football?
31 is 31. The play-by-play guy, yeah. So the old man around here. So,
well,
yes.
Old man coming in. Robin Hook, 41st year at Western Michigan.
Oh, I'm a rook.
You're just a kid.
There you go.
Robin Hook will step in on the other side. Our Badgers pregame show continues with a look at today's opponent, the Broncos of Western Michigan. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Shop the bin!
Hey there,
there, Badger fans. Ready to cheer on Wisconsin in style? Piggly Wiggly, your hometown grocer and proud sponsor of the junior captain of the game, is giving kids 12 and under the chance to score big. Win 4 tickets and an unforgettable VIP experience at a Wisconsin home football game. Enter now at shopthepig.com for your chance to win. No purchase necessary, just pure Badger pride. Remember, your Piggly Wiggly is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Let's go, Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It is Friday Night Lights at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin opened with four straight Friday night games from 2017 through 2020, but not since. Tonight is the 38th game against a MAC conference opponent. Badgers have gone 35-2 in the last, including last year's win over Buffalo. The Broncos of Western Michigan come in with a second-year head coach as well. Lance Taylor leads Western Michigan off of a 4-8 season a year ago. And we welcome in Robin Hook in his 41st year at Western Michigan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be back here at Camp Randall. I was here in 88.
Yeah.
Got a victory in 1988 over the Badgers. And then again in 2000 in another tight game. And then, of course, the 2016 Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, some people won't remember 2016 Cotton Bowl, Wisconsin against Western Michigan and P.J. Fleck in a very well-played game. It was a good game.
It was. Broncos got off to a really bad start. Wisconsin jumped all over them. And then they settled down a little bit and played a good football game the rest of the way.
And Fleck ended up leaving after that year to go to Minnesota. He's had a pretty good run there, a loss to open the season last night. Let's talk about what you open with. A game here tonight, a game in Columbus at Ohio State a week from now. That's a challenging beginning.
No question about it. But the Broncos, you know, will play two of those games, sometimes three. Played three of them last year early in the season. But it's something that Mid-American Conference teams do. Helps fund the program, the entire program. So it's something that has to be done. And every once in a while, they sneak up on somebody.
Let's talk about what this team is. They come off of a season that is not where you want to be. But are there, what are the signs that it's moving in the direction that that Lance would like for it to move?
Really together group, Mike. Even though there's so many new players in this day and age of the transfer portal, the Broncos picked up their fair share of transfer players, and the 17 returning starters and 24 regular guys in the rotation that played a year ago have welcomed these new guys in, along with a really talented group of freshmen that was rated second in the Mid-American Conference recruiting class-wise. So they've welcomed them in. They get along well. And they love their head coach because none of the regulars or none of the guys that played a lot of football transferred out of Western Michigan. They all came back to play for Lance. They believe in his vision. They believe in the culture he's established. And so I'm excited to see what happens here today. There's so many new players out there that we haven't even seen yet.
Yeah. Tell us about the quarterback. Hayden Wolf is in his sixth year. So, I mean, that's how it works now. A lot of six-year players. Tell us about your quarterback.
Yeah, this will be his 27th Division I start. He played at Old Dominion. Played three seasons there, transferred to Western Michigan a year ago. Came in late in the summer. It took him a while to get established, and there were already two established quarterbacks at Western Michigan. But as time moved along, the cream rises to the top, and he took over midway through the season and led the Broncos to three big victories, including two over Western Michigan rivals, Central Michigan and Eastern Michigan. And it's always good when the Broncos beat those guys. And he was at the controls when they did. And he's a calming influence. The guys love him. He's a leader. He's not real flashy. He's a big, tall guy, 6'5", drop back passer. He's not going to wow you with his legs, although he can take off and run when needed, but he doesn't do a whole lot of that. He likes the short and intermediate routes, and you'll see a little bit of that. But really, the Broncos hang their hat on the run game behind a veteran offensive line and the MAC freshman of the year, Jalen Buckley, who rushed for 1,000 yards a year ago, and an add to the backfield in Nixon, Jaden Nixon, who comes from Oklahoma State. I'm anxious to see him back there. So they've got a nice 1-2 punch at running back. They got a deep running back room. Probably see 4 or 5 running backs tonight, to be honest with you.
Final couple of minutes with the Robin Hook. He is the voice of the Broncos of Western Michigan. If it's going well, that's probably the strength, right? Is the ability, if you can, to run the football.
That's what they hang their hat on. That's what they're going to try to do. They've also added a new offensive coordinator in Walt Bell, who was the OC at Indiana last year. He's been at Florida State. He was the head coach at UMass. And he's brought some new little wrinkles to the offense that we're going to see here tonight, trying to establish maybe a few more explosive plays, which the Broncos didn't have a whole lot of a year ago. They had a lot of sustained drives, moving down the field methodically, not a lot of quick strike things. He's tried to add a little bit of that into the mix. We'll see if they're able to do any of that today against a really good Wisconsin defense.
And then, Robin, that would lead me to the other side. If it's going well, you're running the ball well. If it's not going well, what's the weakness? What's the fear?
Well, it's whether or not the Bronco defense can stop that air raid offense that Coach Fickell has brought with him from Cincinnati to Wisconsin. The secondary is, particularly at corner, there's some new dudes out there.
Yeah.
Got two established safeties in Tate Halleck and Aaron Wofford, but the corners, Bilal Kone played a lot last year. Washington, we don't know anything about him, and Josh Franklin was a wide receiver a year ago. So
there you go.
We're going to see if they can cover out there. I'm impressed with the defensive line. I think it's going to be really good. Lost Marshawn Nealon to the Dallas Cowboys last year. He was a tremendous player in the Mid-American Conference. They can make up for the loss of his presence up there with a guy like Corey Walker, who's poised for a great season. And Antonio Thompson, who transferred from Iowa. He actually blocked a punt against the Broncos last year at Iowa. Now he's lining up for the Broncos, which is kind of cool.
Good stuff. We're glad to have you here. Hope you enjoy the time and appreciate the chance to visit with you.
Love coming to Madison. Great town. Thanks for having me.
Very good to be here. Coming up, our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, as we hear from Wisconsin Director of Athletics, Chris McIntosh. That is next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers in Western Michigan kick off tonight at 8:05. I'm Mike Heller. New names. There are 9 transfers who appear in the Week 1 2 deep for Wisconsin. Badgers welcomed in 17 transfers, 4 new assistant coaches, along with 3 coaches in new positions. As for the schedule, the Badgers could host 3 top 10 teams at Camp Randall. Alabama, 2 weeks from tomorrow, they're number 5. Penn State on October 28th, they're ranked 8th right now. And Oregon on November 16th, they're currently ranked 3rd. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LePay.
Our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions, no matter your shipment size, as we visit with UW Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Mac, we talk about it from a player's perspective, a coach's perspective. All of a sudden, like, wow, it's here. You know, there's always the anticipation, the longest offseason of college football. For an athletics director, what is opening night like for you?
Well, I share in the anticipation, that's for sure. And there's been a lot said and written and thought about this upcoming season. It's here and it's time. Thank God for that. It's it's time to kick the ball off. And I think most importantly, you know, allow an opportunity to the kids on this team who have put in a ton of work this entire offseason, been at it for a month now at camp, fighting with each other. It's a time for them to be on the showcase, to show our fans, to show Badger Nation what this team is going to be all about. And there's an awesome opportunity on opening night in Camp Randall, like you mentioned, the night game, to do that. There's no better opportunity to do that.
We have seen the structure of football camps change over the years. Certainly it's a lot different from when you played, and yet they were still long days. And this camp was more physical, I think, than we've seen in recent years. But that's all with a purpose. I mean, you saw a number, most of these practices. This was a really good physical training camp, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And that was one of the things that Luke thought was important this year, and maybe one of the learnings from last year. And that's physicality is something that in training camp that I could relate to from my days with Barry, and this team going away to Platteville for 2 weeks. Beating up on each other like that, I can relate to that. And history has shown at Wisconsin that usually produces some pretty good teams.
And that is our first installment of the season of our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium: Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin. When our pregame show continues, we'll have our Badgers in the NFL update. Brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Clary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clarybuilding.com today.
I want that. The Make It Ford summer sales event is on. So make it your best summer ever with Ford.
Now's the best time to get our best deals on a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, like the Ford Explorer, the Ford Bronco family, Ford F-Series, and the all-electric F-150 Lightning. These are the deals you've been waiting for, so don't wait. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, so make it yours. Make it now at your Ford dealer today.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting. A setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, I'm Mike Heller. Time for our Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. The list is long, impressive, and Pittsburgh heavy. Let's start by the numbers. There are 9 offensive linemen, former Badgers, in the NFL. 8 linebackers, 4 running backs, 2 quarterbacks, 5 rookies, and 4 Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's begin there. Russell Wilson has been named the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh. After 2 years in Denver, the soon-to-be 36-year-old threw for 26 TDs a year ago. He joins T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh, who earned his 4th All-Pro selection last year and has finished in the top 3 among vote-getters for Defensive Player of the Year 4 times. Also with the Steelers, Keanu Benton, 2nd year. Nick Herbig, 3 sacks and 2 forced fumbles a year ago. Isaiah Loudermilk in his 4th year. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says, quote, "We like doing business in Wisconsin." Braylon Allen is a rookie with the New York Jets. Tanner Bordellini is with the Colts. Isaac Garendo lands with the 49ers. And so does Tanner Mordecai on their practice squad. Mumajong Mehta went undrafted but made the Bengals' final 53-man roster. Veterans in the league, Andrew Van Ginkel now in Minnesota. Jack Sanborn and T.J. Edwards are linebackers in Chicago. Jonathan Taylor, running back in Indianapolis. Leo Chanel begins his 3rd season with 2 Super Bowl rings already in Kansas City. I guess it's easy. Jake Ferguson had 71 catches for more than 700 yards a year ago in Dallas, while Alec Ingold was a Pro Bowler in Miami, now in his 6th year. Up next, we'll look around the Big Ten as our pregame show continues from Camp Randall. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of whiskey. Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Camp Randall Stadium. Oh yeah, the Big Ten is now 18 teams. We welcome USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington to the Big Ten Conference. So yeah, there are 18 games this weekend involving Big Ten schools, three of which went last night. So we begin there. Rutgers beat Howard 44-7, now without some controversy. The Howard head coach did not like that Rutgers scored a touchdown in the final moments of that game last night. Minnesota lost on their home field against North Carolina. They had a chance to win. They missed a field goal as time expired from 47 yards wide right. They earlier had a field goal that hit the right upright and was no good. So they lose 19-17, due the Gophers to North Carolina. Illinois won last night big. Final score was 45-0. Luke Altmyer, four touchdowns as the quarterback threw the air. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brewpub, lots of amounts of pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. There are a number of games going on tonight. One is already underway in the Big Ten. And Michigan State has hit a two-run homer to lead Florida Atlantic 2-0 on a safety. Michigan State 2-0, 7:45 to play in the first quarter in East Lansing. 2-0 is the score there. That's the only other Big Ten game tonight. Tomorrow we are highlighted in the 11 a.m. window by Penn State, number 8 in the country, on the road against West Virginia. Also, Iowa is home, number 25 in the country, against Illinois State at 11. Maryland home with UConn, and Purdue will get Indiana State. In the 2:30 window tomorrow, Ohio State will play at home against Akron. The Buckeyes will entertain Western Michigan, tonight's Badgers opponent, a week from tomorrow. Indiana's home with Florida Atlantic. Nebraska opens their season at home against UTEP. They'll get Colorado in a week. Miami of Ohio is on the road at Northwestern. They will play at Lanny and Sharon Martin Stadium get used to it, because it is a practice facility that is lakefront in Evanston, and Wisconsin will play there later this season. Seats about 14,000 people. Night games tomorrow night in the Big Ten. Oregon, number 3 ranked in the country, home against Idaho at 6:30. Number 9, Michigan, home with Fresno State in that window. UCLA on the road at Hawaii. Late game tomorrow night, get used to this as well in the Big Ten. Washington, member of the Big Ten Conference, home with Weber State at 10 o'clock. And then on Sunday, 23rd-ranked USC will play 13th-ranked LSU in Las Vegas, Nevada. After this break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At $1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means, chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, Mike Heller with you. It is Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher on the call tonight. Patrick Herb will be on the sideline. We've talked about changes. The Big Ten is different. No divisions. 12-team college football playoff is new this year. There is now debuting tonight alcohol sales in Camp Randall Stadium for the first time in the general seating area. Plus, the stadium turf is brand new, heated, and not crowned. And the video screens are fresh. Patrick Herb is also fresh. Patrick Herb on the sideline tonight. Let's talk about the changes here, because one of them is evident the moment you walk into the stadium, and that is the video boards are dynamic, sharp, and brand new.
Yeah, it's a beautiful board. It's going to be a great secondary screen for the fans coming to Camp Randall, and I promise you that the team is going to use it as well. You've seen it in some stadiums where players actually look up at the board while the play is going on to see who's chasing them. It's now big enough that guys running towards that north end zone could use that, but it's the third largest video board now in all of college athletics, and the old board was due for a refresh, and it sure is.
All right. The other element that everybody's talked about for a while now, and last year we introduced alcohol sales in the Kohl Center for Badger hockey and basketball. This year that is new in the stadium tonight in the general seating area for the football stadium.
Yeah, in reality, Camp Randall's kind of catching up to everybody else. Yeah. Nearly every other Big Ten team and every Power Four conference location has it, and we know Wisconsin fans want it. And so I'm glad that Wisconsin can finally offer it. And things went really well at the Kohl Center introduction, and hopefully they will here too. There were a lot of precautions taken to make sure that it's done smartly and safely. And then there were also a lot of additional points of sale added to Camp Randall, and also more porta potties to make sure people can evacuate what they consume as well.
That's right. Patrick, you and I talked about it on my show earlier this week. The turf is new. We knew it was going to be new. They're preparing for the potential of being a host of a college football playoff game, which is necessitated. If you're going to play here on this turf in December, it needs to be heated. But it's also flat. Some people might not notice it, but the old turf had a crown. This one does not, and I know that the players love that concept.
Yeah, the crown dates back to when they originally put in that AstroTurf many, many years ago and needed to have that crown for drainage, for rain runoff. And now with the new infrastructure underneath the field that, again, yes, has the heated coils but also different draining, that no longer became necessary. So they were able to remove that, and it does make a difference. The guys love this new track. It's not that the surface is all that different, but the guys that I've talked to have been really impressed with it, and they think it's a faster track than in the past. The other new thing that we're going to have down here on the sidelines is the helmet communication and the iPads, well, not iPads, tablets, I should say. We're not sponsored by Mac. down here on the sidelines. And so how they're going to be utilized is something that's going to be fascinating. I'm going to keep an eye on it all game. And how much they use the helmet communication. The quarterback will have it on the field, whether it's Tyler Van Dyke, Braden Locke, or Mabry Metoyer. All three of them have a helmet equipped with it. And then on defense, the middle linebackers have it. So Jake Chaney has it. Tackett Curtis, if Chaney's out of the game, and then also Janzy has it. And in a case of emergency, Hunter Wolder has a helmet that is equipped with it also. So for guys like Hunter Wolder, he'll have two helmets down here, one with the communication and one without. And they'll keep the one with the communication locked up so he doesn't make a mistake and accidentally have two players with communications on the field at the same time.
Patrick, there's a lot of new, right? I mean, we just talked about all those elements that are stadium-driven. You're around the team. You're on the field tonight as our sideline reporter, as you will be all season. What are you intrigued to see on the field that is new?
Yeah, you know, for all of us who have been to many games, and most of the people in this crowd, this won't be their first game because it's a tradition here. But you have to remember, there are 17 transfers and 28 freshmen on this roster that are going to be experiencing Camp Randall for the first time on this sideline. Some of the freshmen might have come on a visit. None of the transfers did. So I'm talking to guys over the last few weeks, they're really excited to just experience Camp Randall. They've heard the mystique about jump around. They want to feel that. So, like, those are all things that it's kind of fun to watch guys go through this experience for the first time. On the field, though, I'm excited to see what this new linebacking core, this remade linebacking crew, is going to look like mostly from putting pressure on opposing QBs. This defense will admit it, that they had trouble last year putting pressure on the quarterback without blitzing, and now I think they have the pieces that might be able to do that. Other than that, I really want to see Tawi Walker. He's got an explosive combination. He's going to play early in this game, early, may even start. But beyond that, it's also just a lot of new faces that I'm excited to see play.
Very much looking forward to it. Patrick Herb on the sideline tonight and all season long. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you.
When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Again at Camp Randall Stadium on a picture-perfect night for college football. Some would argue not on a Friday night, but this is a Friday night, and it's perfect. Weather-wise, it should be fantastic. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub Lots of Monza Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. By the numbers, this is the 136th season of Badgers football. Luke Fickell's second at Wisconsin, the 6th all-time meeting against Western Michigan, the most recent, the 2016 Cotton Bowl, a Badgers 24-16 win over P.J. Fleck-led Broncos. Now we welcome in Jesse Temple of The Athletic. So I'm going to go by the numbers again. Second season in watching what Luke Fickell and staff have done in a camp. How is this year different than maybe what you were partial to or witnessed a year ago?
I think things have transpired a little bit more smoothly. You've certainly heard that from the coaching staff as well as the players, particularly the guys who were here a year ago. One thing we've heard offensive coordinator Phil Longo say repeatedly is that from an offensive perspective, he feels like he has 30 to 35 additional coaches on the field, and by that he means people who were here last year. And that matters. And it also matters for the guys who came in that were transfers, that were freshmen, that don't know the program or don't know what it was like. The guys who are here can help them along.
This second year, let me start on defense. disruptors. A year ago, Mike Trestle didn't believe they had enough, and I think that was bared out in the way the defense played and numbers. Are there disruptors now and enough to make enough of a difference?
I know Wisconsin hopes so, based on what we've seen in spring practice and the preseason. I would expect there to be those types of guys. Certainly the transfers they went and got on the outside, John Pius and Leon Lowry, those guys have been consistent disruptors from the spring. And I would also throw in Darryl Peterson, who should not be lost in that conversation. I think this is the type of team that can have the outside linebacker pass rush that we've become accustomed to seeing of defenses in years past.
A lot of times in camp, part of the biggest storylines are who you lose. James Thompson Jr. is the big story there. Wisconsin lost him almost certainly for the season. How significant?
I think it's tremendously significant. My biggest question about this defense going into the season was the defensive line, and that was when James Thompson Jr. was healthy. So now they basically go from having six guys they felt comfortable with to five, and then who could that sixth be? Maybe it's a true freshman like Dylan Johnson, but it elevates Ben Barton into a starting role opposite Kurt Neal. This is why going to the transfer portal can be beneficial as well, because they got two transfers in the offseason, Elijah Hills from Albany and Brandon Lane from Stephen F. Austin, so those guys are going to be in the mix too.
Let me ask you about the secondary. Obviously, Hunter Waller being back is a huge storyline, but what they have at the corners could be what makes and breaks the secondary. Rico Holman is, you know, last year he showed up. Seven picks. But there are other new names back there that will also yield some results this year.
Well, I don't know whether Rico is going to have seven interceptions this season, but I would say that based on what he's put on film, if you decide to go in the other direction, you could be in trouble, because Nizir Forkirin was one of the players that made more progress than anybody else in this roster relative to a year ago. He was coming off off-season surgery a year ago, couldn't lift weights, was underweight, and he's substantially improved. So they've got those two guys, but they also have Max Lofi, who has emerged as the nickel corner, and they still have the safety group that you're talking about with an Austin Brown, a Preston Zachman, Kamoi Latu, and Hunter Waller, and they can shuffle those pieces around.
Let's go to the offensive side of the ball, and I asked this question earlier to Matt LePay. What do we know about Tyler Van Dyke before he takes a snap at Wisconsin? He's taken a lot of snaps, but before he plays tonight, what do we know?
I think his ceiling is tremendously high if he can stay healthy, because I look at what he did 3 years ago when he was the ACC Rookie of the Year and what he's done in practices. The more opportunities he's had, the better he has been. He really surprised, I think, with his ability to run the ball in the read option game. I think that can keep some defenses on their toes. And his arm strength is just phenomenal. Even if he's late on a window, he can still get it there. And so those are, I think, two things you will see tonight.
Will Pauling was the guy to go to a year ago. What they need are more guys to go to. Who are they? Who steps up? Who are the targets?
Well, Luke Fickell has said repeatedly that if Will Pauling has another 74-catch season, then that's not the best thing for this offense. I think Tretch Kekahuna is certainly in that conversation, whether he's the backup to Will or they line up together. He is a slot receiver who is dynamic and explosive. The guys on the outside are people that fans know from a year ago, Bryson Green. And then on the other side, Vinny Anthony and C.J. Williams are in that mix. And Chris Brooks Jr. is a name that has been around here for a while. He's been hurt, but I think he could work his way into that conversation as well, because Quincy Burroughs is out.
One more specific position question than an overall look at what this night and this season can look like. Running backs. Chez is back from an injury, but I think it's the other names that you're going to hear that are going to be part of the bigger picture for Wisconsin in the backfield.
This is a tremendously deep running back room. There are six legitimate guys who could be contributors this season. Yes, Chez Malusi, they went and got Tui Waka from the transfer portal. I thought he was outstanding dating back to the spring. He is an absolute load to bring down and has some explosiveness. And then they bring back Jackson Aker and Cade Iacomelli, but the two guys that I think are most intriguing from that room are two four-star freshmen, Dylan Jones and Darian Dupree. Jones has been compared to Malusi with his ability to hit the hole, and Dupree is an excellent pass catcher. So I don't know how many opportunities those guys are going to get, but based on what we saw in fall camp, they have earned the right to at least be considered.
Bigger picture question. In year one, Luke Fickell's team went 7-5 in the regular season, 7-6 overall. We certainly think they're better in the transfer portal and recruiting on paper, but on field, how does that get measured? We know we just look at the scoreboard and wins and losses, but is there another way that you might measure this team's growth?
Yes, absolutely. And I will say this. We did an off-season survey at The Athletic among Badgers fans, about 1,000 votes, and asked what they thought the record would be, and the top two answers were 8-4 and 7-5, which I feel like is where a lot of people
realistic
lean.
Yeah.
Yes. But the schedule is so challenging. There are five top 25 teams based on their preseason rankings. I think a lot of it comes down to being more competitive, more consistent, and obviously winning the games that you are expected to win, because what has happened during this four-year slide for Wisconsin, they started to lose some of those games. But I do think they have the pieces in place to make the progress that people are hoping they can make.
How do you see that tonight? What do we know tonight when we walk out of the stadium? And I think of last year against Buffalo, the score showed what we wanted to know from a scoreboard, but the game didn't look the way we thought it would look. What does tonight mean that way?
That's exactly right. Wisconsin won that game by three touchdowns, but if you look in the middle of the third quarter, Buffalo's driving and they've got an opportunity to take the lead. I think they've got to be able to put their foot on the gas and stay there tonight, establish a multi-score lead, and just show that you can be a little bit more dominant, especially in a game like this against a team that was 4-8 a year ago. I know there are a lot of unknowns, which is something Luke talked about this week. New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, but that allows Wisconsin to focus on itself. And so if they're able to run well, and really to me, I'm looking at the passing game, because it wasn't great in the opener a year ago and was sort of a precursor of things to come. So I think if Van Dyke can light it up there, that bodes well for this season.
Jesse Temple from The Athletic, look forward to it all season long. Thanks for your time and insights tonight. Wisconsin and Western Michigan kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock. It is going to be a very entertaining and fun night, a new night at Camp Randall, new turf, new scoreboards, new videos, and some drinks going on in the stadium that hasn't happened before for a Badger football game. You're going to get to stay tuned, because Matt LePay takes over along with Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb on the side.